welcome back to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, September the 11th. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette, and it's always good.
It is. We're down here in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre.
Yep.
In a beautiful location.
Yes.
So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, tin kettling. This foolish and very reprehensible interference with the domestic affairs of other people has in a recent instance been attended with serious results. A marriage took place last week of parties resident at Williston, when instead of entertaining them with a rational and agreeable evening serenade, recourse was had to that stupid remnant of bygone sports, a tin kettling nuisance, whereupon the bride's father procured the aid of the police in attempting to escape, whose grasp one of the tin kettle mob fell and dislocated the cap of one knee.
Ouch.
It sounds very Thomas Hardy-ish, though, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, there's only been, in my lifetime, I remember two or three tin kettlings, and I always thought it was a bit weird.
So what exactly, it's banging on a kettle?
Well, you wait until the newly married couple retire,
mm-hmm.
and it was usually, you know, they're in a village, so they'd go and retire somewhere in the first night they were in their new home. And you wait until the lights go out and you give them 10 minutes and then you start banging on kettles and drums and whatever and disturb them from whatever.
So this is what we should do tomorrow night.
And then they are obliged to come out and offer everyone refreshments. Yeah, tea and coffee and whatever else is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding of it. It was just another excuse for a booze up and to disturb people while they were newlyweds doing what newlyweds do. So, I wouldn't suggest you do that. Well, you could. I mean, that could be fun. You might, you know, they might call the police on you. Yeah, so anyway, 100 years ago, bituminous road construction. It is officially reported that the reconstruction of 70 miles of metropolitan main roads with bituminous concrete, which work was suspended over winter, will be resumed towards the end of this month by the Roads and Bridges Department. 14 miles have been completed on the Gawler, Bay and Mount Barker branches. 5 miles of the Port Wakefield Road will now be made. And then the main north route will be, quote, dressed, unquote, from Follins Hill to the Enfield Tam Terminus. After that, the plant will be taken to Smithfield for the completion of the Little Para and Gawler section, and thence to Virginia to continue operations on the Port Wakefield system. Wow. I wonder where Follins Hill was. That'd be somewhere down through Prospect, because there's a Follin Avenue in Prospect.
Yes, there is indeed. My aunt lived on Follin Avenue.
There you go. But this is spelt Follin.
Mm.
And curiously, my grandfather picked up the name Follin. Gosh, who knows where he got it from. And in some of his papers when he was older, he used the word name Follin. Mm. And if you look at Ancestry, it refers to him as Lloyd Follin.
Right.
And it was like, oh, no, that's incorrect. He was not born Lloyd Follin anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
But name spellings are pretty, they changed.
They were very lax.
Even up until 100 years ago, and it's still, I have to, when I'm researching through Trove, I have to try multiple different spellings.
Mm.
It's like 20 different spellings that I have to search through. Because and sometimes it's just typos too. So, but it was a massive job. We just constructing the roads in the first
absolutely.
Place. Then metalling them, which was with just stone, and then bituminating, which obviously when motorised cars came in, they had to.
And the macadamising.
Yes. After John Macadam of Ayrshire.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, he came from Ayrshire.
And used tar.
Yeah. Tar macadam, which is where tarmac comes from, the word tarmac.
Oh,
comes
okay.
from tar macadam. So there's macadamising, which was just with gravel, and then tarmac. Tar, I mean, they started to use tar, tar macadamising.
I didn't
realise that. And then it was shortened
to tarmac. God, you're a font of wisdom, aren't you?
Well, I looked it up because of the road making in the book, and because macadam came from Ayrshire, it was an extra, you know, little piece of interest, I thought.
Oh, okay. No, that is interesting.
Yeah. And it was a big job in South Australia because small population, lots and lots of roads.
Huge mileage.
So it was a major undertaking.
Of goes to council areas too.
Yes, yes, it does. So 50 years ago, factory in $300,000 expansion. A $300,000 expansion program is planned at the F.W. Rintluch Small Goods Factory in Hill Street, Gawler South. General Manager Mr. John Rintluch said this week that work on the new building would start at the end of the year, subject to approval from Gawler's Town Council and the Department of Agriculture. He said final plans were now being drawn up. The present factory, the only one in Australia specialising in metwurst, produces about 15,000 pounds of metwurst a week. Wow. Mr. Rintluch said the new factory would produce 45,000 pounds of metwurst a week.
Wow.
And that's probably the factory that's still, it's a little bit of a hidden
secret. It's still there in
Rintluch, yes.
Yeah.
Know about them for many years and we live
very
close.
Oh, my goodness, what a great product. They nearly went under when the Garibaldi meat... You know, remember that little girl that died after eating meat that was Garibaldi? And, of course, a lot of people then went off those...
All those products,
because they were concerned for it. But
because they do other... We used to get our Christmas turkeys there for years, but they stopped doing them.
Yeah, so specialised, I suppose, now on the...
They're still nice as a local business. There's not many...
Oh, yeah, I dare not go there because I just so like eating their products. And they're not good for me and they're not healthy for me.
I just don't like going to butchers generally. That's the opposite reason.
Oh, no, I like it because I'm too tempted. 25 years ago, Williston's first flag in 11 years... Williston's 11-year premiership drought ended on Saturday when they defeated a dogged Angaston by 8 points in a low-scoring Barossa Light and Gawler Football Association grand final at Nuriutpa Oval on Saturday. The Panthers held a 3-point lead at three-quarter time, but the Donnybrooks played a superior brand of football in the last term to take control of the game. As the 7.850 to 5.12-42 scoreline suggests, the defences of both teams were well and truly on top, but this did not deter a record crowd from enjoying an enthralling contest from first bounce to final siren. I mean, I love the way they say, oh, the Donnybrooks and the Panthers, and I'm thinking, well, who are the Panthers and who are the Donnybrooks? And then you work out, well, the Donnybrooks must be Williston and the Panthers must be Nuriutpa.
I had to do proofreading one day at the Bunyipin. I just struggled with the sports pages because I didn't know who any of them were. So, on to 10 years ago, and it's not over yet. The Gawler RSL is refusing to give up the battle over the Gawler South War Memorial, vowing to explore avenues of appeal to have the monument moved to Pioneer Park. A special development assessment panel meeting last Monday night voted to keep the monument in its original position on Adelaide Road, following more than 11 months of robust debate on the issue. Gawler RSL media officer Rain Clark said the club was assessing its options and looking at avenues to appeal the decision. Of course, it is still there, so...
They've lost out.
They did, yes. Okay, well, that's it for this week. Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette. For all life's signs.